Thank you very much, Mr. Mutapo. Greetings to members of the media and stakeholders. I wish to start off by reminding all South Africans that just 2 months ago, the National Assembly adopted around 2.86 billion under the budget vote 34 of the Department of Mineral and Petroleum Resources for the 2025-2026 financial year, as tabled by Minister Mantashe, recommended by our committee and debated by all parties in a mini plenary on Wednesday, the 2nd of July. Of the 2.86 billion, 1.16 billion amounting to 40.55% is for transfers and subsidies to state-owned entities under the department. I'm deliberately giving you these figures so that you can appreciate the importance of our oversight work on the department and entities because, as public representatives, it is our constitutional duty, among others, to monitor how the department gets to spend taxpayers' money. For this briefing, I will update you on committee work on four areas, just four areas, namely the strengthening of the state-owned entities, critical minerals, illegal mining, as well as oil and gas development. So those are the four areas I will be dealing with. On strengthening the state-owned entities, ladies and gentlemen, I have already demonstrated that entities of the department under our portfolio all combined share 1.16 billion in this financial year. These entities play a critical role in the fulfillment of the department's mandate of policy development and regulation, transformation of the mineral and petroleum sector for inclusive growth, health, safety, and environmental protection, resource management and research, as well as economic contribution and job creation. We are pleased to report that as we stand here today, our portfolio and the country at large has a brand new state-owned company called South African National Petroleum Company. We call it SANPEC, launched by the Minister Mantashe in May this year. SANPEC was established because of a cabinet decision to rationalize state-owned entities, and it came out of a strategic consolidation of PetroSA, IGAS, and the Strategic Fuel Fund. The holding company of SANPEC, however, remains the Central Energy Fund. Other subsidiaries of SEF, as you would know, are African Exploration, Mining and Finance Corporation, as well as PASA, Petroleum Agency South Africa. With that said, ladies and gentlemen, we have one of our entities that require close monitoring and attention, and that is Alexco. You would remember it belonged to another department. Now it's with us. Alexco mines diamond in Alexander Bay, the Northern Cape. Their operating model is rather complex, and it's very complex. It operates on a pool and share joint venture with Rustersfeld Mining Company. Both Alexco and Rustersfeld Mining Company have 51 and 49% shareholding in the pool and share joint venture, respectively, and have equal representation in the PSJV board. For context, the Rustersfeld Mining Company is a subsidiary of Rustersfeld Investment Holding, which is privately owned by the Rustersfeld Community Forum. This CPF is constituted by four villages located within the Rustersfeld Reserve, namely Kobus, Sandrift, Lekkerseng, and Ekstienfontein. In the early 2000, the four villages launched a successful claim of the portion of land where Alexco has been mining since 1920s. The state could not afford compensation, and a deed of settlement was agreed upon for Richtersveld Community Forum to get 49% in terms of shareholding of Alexco and retain full mining rights of land. Then Alexco remained with 51 shareholding and full marine mining rights. Alexco's operational challenges are compounded mainly by two factors. Firstly, the deed of settlement directs that decisions of the PSJV board must always be unanimous. You can imagine two boards must be unanimous. And secondly, mining operations are carried out through contractors. Some of these contractors petitioned the Speaker of the National Assembly, Honorable Didiza, to investigate wide-ranging allegations such as corruption and governance lapse within Alexco's ecosystem. The Speaker referred the petition to us, and we processed it as the committee, including a 3-day oversight to Alexco in June this year. As part of our report to the Speaker, we proposed a joint investigation into Alexco with the Standing Committee on Public Accounts, SCOPA. The investigation should focus on the root causes of the company's audit disclaimers over the past 5 financial years, because it is our contention that addressing these disclaimers could reveal the underlying cost issues of Alexco on critical minerals. South Africa is naturally endowed with minerals that are classified as critical for the global energy transition, advanced manufacturing, and security of supply. Our competitive advantage in this regard is that we hold 80% of the global reserves of platinum metal groups, which are critical for various uses such as catalytic converters, hydrogen fuel cells, green hydrogen economy, jewelry, and industrial catalysts. Also, we produce about 30% of the global production of manganese, which is critical for steel making and lithium-ion batteries. Other critical minerals include chromium, vanadium, rare earth elements, nickel and cobalt, copper, as well as zirconium and titanium. Coal is also part of our critical minerals. Our role as a committee is to ensure that these minerals are of benefit to all South Africans and that they contribute to inclusive economic growth and job creation. The recent geopolitical developments taught us that it is imperative for the sovereign state like South Africa not only to diversify trade relations with multipolar world, but also to build resilient domestic manufacturing capacity. It is for this reason that the committee is taking keen interest in the country's critical minerals to pay close attention to the work of the department around policy position, regulation, transformation, resource management, and economic distribution. We welcome Minister Mantashe's call during his address in the mining Indaba in February to encourage investors to invest more on PGMs. On illegal mining, the scourge of illegal mining has been a thorn in the flesh of mining communities and government. Recently, there has been a spike in illegal gold mining alongside the Blade River Basin in Mpumalanga, threatening the ecosystem. That dam gives a lot of communities water. If contaminated, it is going to be devastating. However, we're noticing the strides made by Operation Vala Umgodi, established in December 2022 by His Excellency President Ramaphosa to fight illegal mining. This operation was established because of the joint recommendation of the portfolio committees on mineral resource and energy, then police and home affairs of the 6th Parliament after conducting a joint oversight visit to Limpopo, Mpumalanga Northwest, and Free State. While the department through MINTEC has the responsibility to close and seal off holes leading to the shaft and derelict and ownerless mines, there are always limited resources to adequately carry out this task. There are approximately 6,100 derelict and ownerless mines in South Africa, which MINTEC has to attend to all of. And the 1.16 billion budget to be shared by all entities under the department this financial year would be a drop in an ocean. To mitigate the challenges of insufficient resources, the department took advice of the Portfolio Committee on Mineral Resources and Energy of the 6th Parliament to develop a policy position on artisanal and small-scale mining and to introduce the Mineral Resources Development Amendment Bill to criminalize illegal mining. The artisanal and small-scale mining policy was promulgated 3 years ago in March 2022. This policy creates an environment where artisanal miners, I must explain, artisanal miners, these are chisel and hammer miners and small scale miners using mechanized at a small scale mining. They can apply for permission to mine to close room for criminality. Our role in this regard as a committee is to hold the department accountable in the work of closing those holes within the financial means available. The last point on oil and gas development. As a country, we remain heavily dependent on imported petroleum product. Of the 6 refineries that we have as a country, only 2 are currently operational, Astron Energy and Sasol. This places a significant strain on our domestic energy security. We are faced with a looming gas cliff in this country in 2028 and 2029, which threatens both our energy supply and our industrial base. Compounding these challenges is the reality that the development of oil and gas projects in South Africa faces significant opposition from environmental organizations. That's a fact. Many of these projects have been halted or delayed due to legal challenges brought by NGOs. For an example, on 13 August 2025, the Western Cape High Court set aside government's decision to grant environmental authorization for offshore drilling in Block 5, 6, and 7 along the southwest coast. There is no offshore project that has been spared of appeals and objections, with recurring themes raised by NGOs. These often relate to the perceived misalignment between South Africa's climate change commitments under international treaties and its ongoing exploration for oil and gas resources. As a committee, we have taken a conscious decision to consult with both environmental organizations and the oil and gas industry. Our objective is very clear: to understand the issues from both perspectives, to seek common ground, and ultimately to work towards a solution that balances energy security, economic development, and environmental sustainability. Mr. Mutapa, let me stop there, and we'll allow the media and the stakeholders to have clarity-seeking questions. I'm aware I took longer. Thank you very much.